I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Earlier this year, China Aid reported a Chinese pastor and his wife were buried alive during a government-backed church demolition. It's just one example of why the United States Commission on International Religious Freedoms urged President Obama to discuss religious freedoms with China's President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders says pastors are risking arrest if they preach on topics like Jesus is coming again. So be praying for the church in China to be putting their full trust in Christ in this time of transition. Another time of transition is college. It's a season of learning and also a time to build crucial relationships. That's what InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is trying to help. Though students are generally interested in friendships and romance, InterVarsity wants to encourage a relationship with God. InterVarsity's Doug Schaup says they use interactive art displays to spark conversations on campuses. Get the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.